بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, last night we had heard the 24th juz being recited, and towards the ending of Surah Az-Zumar, which is in the first quarter of the 24th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a verse that Mufassirin mention grants great hope and solace and comfort to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, address the people and say, O my slaves who have oppressed themselves, who have exceeded the bounds. أَسْرَفُوا, this word we have heard before, the word israf. Generally, we take it to refer to israf as far as spending is concerned, for when a person is extravagant in his spending. But the word israf in Arabic refers to when a person crosses, he exceeds the bounds in whatever it may be. One is israf in spending. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to israf as far as evil deeds are concerned. So say, O my slaves who have made israf, who have been extravagant, who have exceeded the bounds with regard to sin. What should you say to them? What message should you convey to them from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And under this verse, the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu is mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَبْنَ Adam, that O son of Adam, addressing insan, إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي. As long as you continue making dua to me and you continue having hope in me, then غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ فِيكَ. That I will forgive you despite whatever your actions may be. Regardless of your actions, regardless of your condition, regardless of what you may have perpetrated, as long as you continue making dua and you continue having hope, I will forgive you. وَلَا أُبَالِي. And this does not concern me in the least. It's not something very serious or very great for me. I'm prepared to forgive you. لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ عَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. And then he continues and says that even if your sins had to reach the clouds in the sky, that amount of sins a person commits, غَفَرْتُ لَكْ. I am prepared to forgive you. And then the third part, لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا. That if you have to come to me with the entire world full of sins, the entire world right up to the skies, full of guna, full of sin, غَفَرْتُ لَكْ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as long as you meet me, لَوْ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا. As long as you meet me without having associated any partners with me, I am prepared to forgive you. So there is great, great hope for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this particular verse. And likewise, we find the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also regarding his mercy, that where he had mentioned, that شَفَاعَتِي لِأَهْلِ الْكَبَائِرِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. My intercession on the day of Qiyamah will be for those people who committed major sins in my ummah. We would have thought that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would intercede for those who followed his sunnah, those who were loyal to him, and of course he will be very happy with those people. But here we see the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the compassion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That my shafa'at, my intercession will be for those who committed major sins. So there is great, great hope for us. But again, the condition, as we mentioned before, one of the other nights, the condition is that a person must make sincere tawbah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was mentioned in towards the end of Surah Az-Zumar. And thereafter, the next surah which we commenced was Surah Al-Mu'min. And we'll find in some copies of the Quran, it is called Surah Al-Ghafir. Both names have been mentioned. Surah Al-Mu'min, Surah of the Believer, the Believing Person. Surah Al-Ghafir, after the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the second verse, or the third verse, Ghafir al-Dhamb. Allah is the one who forgives sins. But the first name that is mentioned, Surah Al-Mu'min, the Surah of the Believing Man, or the Believing Person, this refers to a believing person from the people of Fir'aun. And his entire incident and his advice that he gave to his people is thereafter mentioned in this particular surah, that there was a person from the people of Fir'aun, from the Qibti, from the Copts, who were not from the Bani Israel, they were from the royal family, In fact, some Mufassirin mentioned that he was the nephew of Fir'aun. And this person was given some authority in the parliament of Fir'aun also. He was a prominent person, but he had iman. وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانُهُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that up till a certain point he had concealed his iman. He did not show that he had brought iman in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because of course this would have meant that Fir'aun would have persecuted him, perhaps would have had him killed. But when a certain time came where Fir'aun and his people now were looking to take the life of Nabi Musa, and they were prepared to banish Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel, now this person's iman came to the fore, and he addresses Fir'aun and he says to him, and the people, that Ya qawmi ittabi'uni ahdikum sabila rashad. O my people, follow me, because I will guide you to the path of righteousness, to the path which is correct. Ya qawmi innama hadhihi alhayatu ad-dunya mata'. And then he says to them that, O my people, this worldly life is just mata'. Mata' in Arabic refers to something in which there is enjoyment, but it is very short-lived. Ulama give an example, contemporary example for us to understand. Like a young child, the father takes him out on the weekend, he's driving on the beachfront, and the child wants a packet of candy floss. And we know the size of it. He buys that packet of candy floss for the child, he breaks off a piece. Such a large piece can't even fit in the hand of the child. But the moment he puts it into his mouth, he gets a taste of that sweetness, the sugar, whatever it may be, and then it disappears and it's gone. From such a large size that he had put into his mouth, and just a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of enjoyment, and after a few seconds it's gone and there's nothing left. So in the same way, this word mata' conveys this meaning, that dunya is a place of sweetness, there will be enjoyment, but it is very short-lived, it is temporary. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ هِيَ دَارُ الْقَرَارِ And the akhirat, the hereafter, that is the place of permanence. There, the sweetness, the enjoyment, the bounties a person will get, will be permanent, will be forever. مَنْ عَمِلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا He tells his people, that person who will do an evil deed, then he will be recompensed according to the evil that he did. One evil deed, one punishment for him. وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى But that person who does righteous deeds, whether it's a male, whether it's a female, regardless of gender, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ As long as the condition of iman is found, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ Then those are the ones who will be admitted, who will enter Jannah, يُرْزَقُونَ فِيهَا بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ And they will be sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be provided for without any accountability. وَيَا قَوْمِ مَالِي أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ He says to them, O my people, what is the matter that I am calling you towards salvation, وَتَدْعُونَنِي إِلَى النَّارِ And you are calling me to the fire of Jahannam. This is illogical, it doesn't make any sense. تَدْعُونَنِي لِأَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ You are inviting me to disbelieve in Allah, to associate with Him such partners that I have no knowledge of. There is no proof for them being the partners of Allah. وَأَنَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى الْعَزِيزِ الْغَفَّارِ And I am calling you to turn to that being who is most mighty and that being who is prepared to forgive. Al-Ghaffar. That's why it is mentioned that if insan will be kafir, he will disbelieve, he will reject, Allah is ghafir. Allah is ready to forgive. And if insan goes further, and now he becomes kaffar, he is even more obstinate, even more stubborn, Allah is ghaffar. Allah also will now meet him with that amount of forgiveness and maghfirat. And if he goes to the height now of ingratitude and rejecting the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes kafur, then Allah is ghafur. Allah will again meet him with that level of forgiveness. But again, as we mentioned, as long as the person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before he leaves this world. So he, like this, he advises his people, and then lastly he says to them, فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ Soon a time will come when you will remember what I am saying to you. When your eyes will open, or as we say, when the eyes close, then the eyes will open. When your eyes will close and you will leave this world, then your eyes will open, and you will remember what I am saying to you. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ For now I hand over my affairs to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Allah sees what His slaves are doing, and Allah will take care of you. So Allah then explains what happens to this person. When he does this, he is now exposes iman to them, then they intend taking his life. فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا Allah saves him from whatever evil plot and plan that they had. Allah allows him to join up with Nabi Musa. وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ And a very severe punishment then surrounds and encompasses the people of Fir'aun. What is this punishment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, النار يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. It is that fire which is presented to them morning and evening. And this particular verse, ulama have derived from this verse proof for adab and punishment in the grave. Because here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that the punishment that he is speaking about here, this fire that is presented to them morning and evening, and the next verse Allah then says, on the day of Qiyamah it will then be said that now put the people of Fir'aun into an even more severe punishment. So the first verse Allah is speaking about fire that is presented to them, and the second verse Allah then says that on the day of Qiyamah they will be admitted into an even worse punishment. From this we understand the first verse is not speaking about the day of Qiyamah, but before the day of Qiyamah, and that can only refer to the life in the qabr, in the grave. So from this verse, ulama have deduced, and various ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, of course, that there is such a thing as adab, as punishment in the grave. And here the people of Fir'aun, who had opposed the Bani Israel, opposed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are the ones who are being punished in their graves. So this was in the 24th Juz. Many more lessons that there are, time is limited. We then commence the 25th Juz in tonight's Taraweeh. And one of the surahs that we then read towards the end of the 25th Juz is Surah Al-Dukhan, which is a famous surah. Many people read it. Alhamdulillah. Imam Suyuti rahimahullah, one of the great ulama of the past, and a great mufassir, commentator of Quran, he mentions that Surah Al-Dukhan is definitely from amongst those surahs which do have authentic virtue. This is a special surah, as we have Surah Yasin, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Mulk. There are many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Yes, some of them may be weak as far as the chain of narrators is concerned, but Imam Suyuti rahimahullah, great giant of knowledge, he says when we look at all these different narrations put together, we can understand that this surah does have some virtue. There are some narrations that we may come across. Again, Allah knows best the authenticity. So we read it, we recite it, we practice upon it, having hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward. One narration mentions that person who will read Surah Al-Dukhan on a Friday, or rather on a Thursday night, the eve of Friday, preceding the day of Friday, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. Another narration mentions a person who will read Surah Al-Dukhan every evening. The evening commences from the time of Maghrib, so he will read Surah Al-Dukhan every evening or every night, then Allah will appoint 70,000 angels to seek forgiveness for him. Just a few pages, again, these are bargains Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving to us. Just one verse that we'll recite from here. Interesting incident regarding the tree of Zakkum. Inna shajarata Zakkum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a tree in Jahannam, which is called Az-Zakkum. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned this to the Sahaba, and of course the mushrikeen of Makkah came to know of it, so Abu Jahl began to mock and laugh at Nabi alayhi salam, and he said that you are saying that Jahannam is a place of fire, and at the same time you are saying there will be a tree that will grow in Jahannam. In this world we know a tree requires water to grow, so how is a tree going to grow in the fire of Jahannam? What type of logic and sense is this? And then mockingly he would say to the people, Zakkimuna, that give us Zakkum, no problem, give it to us. And in one dialect of the Arabs, this word Zakkum or Tazakkum would refer to a type of condiment like butter or ghee and honey that the people would then eat. So he would say that this is what is probably referred to, is that Az-Zakkum, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it's a tree in Jahannam, this makes no sense. So it refers to this particular dish or delicacy that we enjoy. So Zakkimuna, bring this dish for us, let us enjoy it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that the tree of Zakkum will become the food of Abu Jahl and people like him. Inna shajarat Az-Zakkum ta'amul athim. This will be the food of the sinful ones. كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونَ Allah says, it will boil within their bellies like molten lead. كَغَلْيِ الْحَمِيمِ Like how we know a person has a cup of tea and it's a bit too hot, he just puts it to his tongue, and what a shock his body gets. For the entire day now his tongue, he can feel that perception on his tongue, that he just, a few drops of something too hot went into his mouth. Here, due to the severe thirst, they will be forced to drink it. And then it will be said to them, it will be said to the angels, خُذُوهُ فَاعْتِلُوهُ إِلَى سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ After he had his drink, after he ate from this tree of Zakkum, now take him and throw him into the middle of the fire of Jahannam. ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ. And then take boiling water and pour it on top of his head. And then it will be said to this person, you had pride, you had arrogance, and you mocked at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam like this in this world. ذُقْ. Now taste our punishment. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ. You're very mighty, and you're very honorable. You have a lot of virtue about you. So now taste this punishment. So this will be the lot of the people who are sinful, the people who disbelieve. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the other hand, innal muttaqeen, the people of taqwa, will have a very noble place in the gardens of Jannah with springs and silken clothing, and they will be facing one another, and we will get them married, or we will couple them with the hurayin, and they will have different types of fruit. They will be safe from all bara, all difficulty, all worry, all concerns. لا يذوقون فيها الموت. They will not taste death. فَضْلًا مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Lastly, Allah says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. This is the criteria for success. On the day of Qiyamah, a person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam, and he is granted admission into Jannah, this is now when a person can truly say, I am successful. No other yardstick, no other type of success in dunya is real success. Success is the person will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala make us such that He saves us from the fire of Jahannam and grants us these bounties of Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.